Yeah, I'm a California man. That's one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs right there. Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, we've got, oh my goodness, 17 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour, and it is time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we wiggle ourselves all the way down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Hey, Gary Ferrucci, how we doing?
Good. We are doing excellent, Gary, on this beautiful, I'm going to say crisp, thirsty Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah. It is a little crispy out there, that's for sure. Mermaids, they go deep when it gets cold like this. So.
Yeah, this whole thing with the lake weather came up with all the extra debris in the water. I haven't seen one for a couple weeks now. I'm still looking. But it's been tough. I've been having to eat the Cheetos and drink the wine myself.
Yeah. If you see a mermaid this time of year, it's usually a chubby one.
Yeah. Well, I'm still going to keep looking.
Well, here we are. It's mid-November, and what are you hearing from the fisher people on Lake Norfolk?
The fisher people, the ones I've been talking to, are quite happy with the lake right now. Even though the lake is up and we're at 568, a lot of debris in the water that it's slowly clearing away. Water temperature mid-60s, from what everybody's telling me, but the fish are biting. They're hungry. They've been biting ever since, we had those storms a few days after that. I stirred some water up. A lot of bait came off the bank and stuff, but they've been biting. It's been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a plethora of baits, the crappie, a couple of people I've talked to, one fishes nothing but minnows, and it has to be a certain size minnow. It's down to very fine details. And the other guy, they fish together, actually. One uses minnows and the other uses jigs. And they said it's been about equal.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've heard. Whatever your preference is, I've had some guys tell me a couple different hot colors that they like, and it's kind of all over the place, on the colors that they're using. But the bite is on. They're really starting to bite. No, 15 limits or whatever, but guys been getting 8, 10, 11 fish, so... That's a good morning on the lake.
Well, and some nice size ones too.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
13, 14 inches. So, the crappie bites been good. Just be patient. Watch the debris out in the lake. It's starting to clear, but just keep your eye open on the debris out there.
Now the the stripers, they were moving towards the creek arms. They were getting there. And then, of course, the rain, and that kind of stalled things out. Are you seeing a little more activity with them there in the creek arm, and what are they catching them on?
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised with the height of the water up in the creek arms now. Mm-hmm. All the way up into Bennett's Bayou up in there. We have one bridge back here we call... the Bakersfield Bridge, and then the twin bridges up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the water's 8 feet deep up in there and more. I would bet before long all the stripers and a lot of the stripers would be up in that area. I've had people catch them up in there in the creek arms.
Yeah.
And I think they're moving that way because the striper and the hybrid fishermen have seen their boats a lot lately.
Right.
So, a lot of those guys are jigging. They're using tater bait and jigging. But there's a few guys, pride and true guys, that are live bait guys, and they've been doing okay, too. So it's a good mix, just like with the crappie. So I think the fish are hungry, and they're looking for bait. And, it's a good time to be out there. I think you just have to be careful.
Very,
with all debris, even though some of it's starting to settle and all that, and the lake is going to slowly come down, we just got to be careful out there. It's a big thing.
Yeah, hey, save your deer tails. They make some of the best, those deer tail hair jigs. Man, oh, yeah. They make some of the best striper jigs. You know, and it's kind of a, and we could talk for hours about this. It's kind of a, it's a lost art. You know, there used to be some guys around the area that they would collect all the deer tails, you know, they could get, and they made them. And you could find them, you could get them, you had access, but that's not the case anymore. You know, these guys, these old wise men, they're moving on to greener pastures up above us to hang out with the good Lord. But, you know, there's just some artistic things that we're missing out on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a sad thing that wasn't passed down, and we're missing out on some real good stuff there.
You know, but we got tater baits. And
we got tater baits, but that time making your own lures and that kind of thing, it's such a lost art, and I wish someone would have passed it down to somebody. And I know a few guys around, there's a couple that still do it, but boy, they're getting older.
Yeah. And you know, and that's the thing, I of course, here at the radio, you know, we're at all these fall festivals and spring festivals, and I've always thought, and that's the, I mean, because I'm weird, but that's when I'm trolling around, you know, looking at all the booths and kind of checking. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these guys that, you know, I love seeing the guys that make the knives and the gigs and, you know, but we need to bring that back. We need somebody to, you know, step up and do, you know, share that, like you said, you know, spread.
I'm gonna look into that and see if I can get in contact with that. I knew one guy, and I haven't talked to him in over a year, that was doing that, and I'm gonna see if he still is or not. But he was getting older and poor health, and he just didn't do it as much anymore. You know, he didn't feel like it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to him, see if he passed it down to somebody and stuff. Hopefully, he's still around.
Yeah. Right on. Well, you know, the largemouth. I seen some pictures of some pretty nice, yeah, you know, boatloads of largemouth. They must be rocking right now.
Yeah, it's been good with all those logs in there. Largemouth are happy.
Yes.
There's a lot of cover for them in there, and I know some guys have been losing some bait thrown at them. But with the largemouth, it's been a little bit of everything on them. They've been hungry.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more or maybe would like a little weekend getaway or maybe schedule that spring or summer getaway, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. If they're in the area down here, stop in and we'll get something figured out for you. Our Facebook page, you can drop us a line on that, check out some of the pictures, and as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.